It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 3rd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is contaminate, spelled C-O-N-T-A-M-I-N-A-T-E. Contaminate is a verb that means to soil, stain, corrupt, or infect by contact or association. It can also mean to make inferior or impure by admixture, or to make unfit for use by the introduction of unwholesome or undesirable elements. Here's the word used in a sentence from David Copperfield by Charles Dickens. As to any recreation with other children of my age, I had very little of that, for the gloomy theology of the Murdstones made all children out to be a swarm of little vipers, and held that they contaminated one another. The words contaminate, taint, pollute, and defile mean to make impure or unclean. Contaminate implies intrusion of or contact with dirt or foulness from an outside source. Logically enough, it derives from the Latin word tangere, meaning to touch. Taint stresses a loss of purity or cleanliness that follows contact, such as tainted meat. Pollute, sometimes interchangeable with contaminate, may imply that the process which begins with contamination is complete and that what was pure or clean had been made foul, poisoned, or filthy, as in the polluted waters of the river. Defile implies befouling of what could or should have been kept clean and pure or held sacred, and commonly suggests violation or desecration, as in vandals defiled the mausoleum. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.